This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You know, some of you who are actually watching, you can see me looking up to the left as a TV off my left shoulder. And with everything that was, you know, bad, I mean, there were almost 60 people died, almost 530 people hurt in Las Vegas. And, but what I was impressed with, you know, because we all hate each other, right? I mean, we're all nasty people, all hate each other. And I'm looking at the lines that are around the corner, down the block, all over the place for people to donate blood. And it's really interesting because I see blacks, I see whites, and I'm sure that when they get the blood in the bag, right, they put black blood and white blood, right, they do all that stuff, don't they? No, these are Americans. These are American humans, or humans that are Americans, that are out there standing in line. They don't care who gets their blood. They just want people taken care of. They want other Americans taken care of. They don't care what party you're... You know, it's the idiots in D.C. that are making this a political issue. Those people in the street are not. I wish, you know, I wish we had the financial resources to fly there. And I wouldn't ask them the questions that other people are asking them, like, hey, what was it like with the... I mean, because everybody's asking the same questions. I would be asking them point blank, are we all one now? Are you guys all Americans in this row? Do you really care, you know, about the gun control, silencers, and all this other stuff? Or are you more concerned with making sure these people are taken care of? And then we'll deal with the issue. Right? Anyway, just a side thought. What can I tell you? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being part of the conversation. I don't even know if I'm going to get through all this stuff, but I got so much that I do want to get through, that I do want to talk about. A professor says that God Bless America is a warmongering song. So will it ever end? Jesus, please hurry up. I mean, this is just getting to the point where it's the stupidity is unbearable. Forget what's in the conversation. The stupidity in and of itself is unbearable. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, if you want to watch live, listen live. Take the poll. Pull down the smartphone applications. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught to hate, but we're afraid to. Right? You're taught to hate, but you can find out you don't have to be afraid of any of it. That's what I meant to say. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So a professor from Ithaca College in New York argues that the song God Bless America should not be played at sporting events because it's a warmongering song. That's right. Oh, God. I'm afraid to repeat the words because I'm sure I'll miss one or two, and one of you guys will rake me over the coals. Professor Stephen Mosher, who teaches in the Department of Communication Studies, wrote an op-ed titled Sporting Events Don't Need National Anthems, in which he complains that after the event of September 11th, expressions of hyper-patriotism took hold. My God, You mean to tell me after 3,000 Americans, we actually had the gall to come out and talk about patriotism and how we want to protect our country and our citizens? How dare we? Recalling his time as an undergrad at the University of Massachusetts, well, that explains it all right there. He was an undergrad at the University of Massachusetts Amherst in the 70s. I know by personal experience. It was the biggest party college on the East Coast. Most of you know that the so-called race riot, I mean, some people graduated from that school. And they're, I got to be careful. In their profession, that I can guarantee, based on their weekend activities, that there is no way in God's creation they should be practicing anything that they graduated with. Recalling his time as an undergrad at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, Mosher notes that the so-called race riots, political assassinations, Olympic protests, and a disastrous Vietnam experience had altered many philosophies about the role sports plays in our society. I didn't get all that out of all of that. By 1970, for instance, he remarks that some of the basketball players at UMass Amherst would turn their backs to the flag when the anthem was being played, which caused some violent fans to be taken out of the game for throwing objects at the players. I would have threw stuff like Twinkies at them. I mean, that can't hurt them. Strangely, the university never considered not playing the national anthem. Strangely, right? Because the players, I mean, everybody else in the stands wanted to play. The majority of the people in the stands wanted to play. We care about what the players want. Here's strike one and two for him. Mosher then lists the requirements of the U.S. flag code, pointing out that it is a violation to use the American flag on apparel such as MAGA hats and athletic uniforms and such. Although have you ever seen the American flag on a MAGA hat? I haven't. I mean, it might be, but I haven't seen one. Shifting gears, Mosher turns, because, you know, I can't stay on one thing, right? Mosher turns to the pregame patriotic rituals that he claims arose during the Gulf War practice that was significantly expanded. He's an idiot. He just said that the anthem was played back in the 70s. Then he's saying it was really significant after 9/11. Yeah, because we felt more patriotic after 9/11. You know what? See, this is where these people miss it. We have these cycles in this country. You know, when we lost 3,000 men in Pearl Harbor, men and women, excuse me for some of you, when we lost 3,000 men and women in Pearl Harbor, you don't think we became more patriotic after that for a while? More on this after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Look, if you hate the American flag and what it stands for, I would change the station if I was you. I don't want to be the cause of you having an eyeball pop out of your head. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Okay, so you old folks, when you hear this song, you know what I think about? I remember when they used to, when we were kids, we'd take the albums when they were on the record player, we'd spin them faster so they would sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, and your dad start yelling from the other room, "You're running my needle! Knock it off!" Needles back then were like 40 cents. That was big bucks. A half hour's work at work. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 85. I'm not that old. Minimum wage when I was a kid was like 210, 215. So, I'm old, but not that old. Boy, you got dime raise, you were excited. I meant more gas, I was going to say more beer money, but I don't want you guys to get upset with me. More gas money. Because, you know, us teenagers, all we worked for was gas and beer money for the weekend. That was the end. There was nothing else to work for. That was it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, buy the book, ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. All the things that you were, all the things that you were taught to fear, taught to hate. You don't have to. Anyway, let's get back to it. We're talking about a professor in Ithaca College that said that the that the God Bless America, you know, the song, is a warmongering song. And you have to be on the left, hardcore left, take a few hits off a crack pipe to even find that somewhere in your brain. I don't even know. I can't even get that thought to register in my head. And this professor goes on. You'll have to pick up the first segment because I'm not going through the whole thing again. But actually, at one point in time, tries to get you to believe that if the players don't want to hear it, we shouldn't play it. Well, the players aren't paying for those tickets. We are. The players aren't giving themselves $10 million a year to play. We are. When we buy that stupid $75 a seat ticket, that's the starting point. It's nuts. And I'm going to go through a couple other things later on about how sick the left is. There's a black hockey player who said he will not kneel, he will stand for the anthem, and the left tore him up. So I guess freedom of speech only works, proof, is if your freedom of speech lines up with what they think you should be saying, doing, and thinking. That's their idea of freedom of. Anyway. Moshe turns to the pre-game patriotic rituals he claims arose during the Gulf War, which he's wrong. He's not right. There's always been things going on in the NFL and basketball and hockey and baseball to honor our vets and others. Moshe believes that such demonstrations have changed our philosophy about what it means to be an American. No, they haven't. They've brought them to the surface. Just like electing Trump has brought your hate, right, and intolerance to the surface. You know, I've always said, I said it in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you know, everything, whatever they say, you're 180 degrees. So when they say that love trumps hate, they don't really mean that. Right? Because their idea of love is really hateful. When you think about it, when you see what they actually do, because words don't mean anything, right? It's the actions that mean something. Right? He says that, in fact, he said, serve to minimize what really patriotism looks like, pointing out that even the Department of Defense has stated explicitly that there is no requirement to stand or place one's hand over one's heart during the national anthem. I read you the flag, what was that thing called, the flag code the other day? And the professor is going to be schooled by a guy that barely made it out of high school, almost had to pay my way to get out. Because the flag code says just the opposite. As a matter of fact, it even lays out that if you have a hat on, to take it off, and some don't do that. Right? You're supposed to hold the hat. Matter of fact, if you have a baseball cap on, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand and place the baseball cap over your heart. Okay? I mean, it's very specific. You are to stand. If you're in uniform, you're to salute. I mean, it goes through a whole list of things you're supposed to do. So the professor is incorrect, but because he's a professor at a college, everybody will hear how smart he was, how right he was, and, oh, he must know what he's talking about. I think I told you guys in study after study after study, the most respected person in a community is a high school teacher, no matter how wrong or right they are. That should scare you. Let me see. He says the most effective way to expose the spreading lies is to call their bluff that sports and politics shouldn't mix. He said, to that end, why not simply abandon the practice? We don't play the anthem before most church services, or movies, or concerts. Matter of fact, no, see, he's obviously never been to a country concert, because I know God Bless America is played there. I know that Proud to be American is played there. Matter of fact, in the days of Arthur Fiedler with the Boston Pops, he refused to play the national anthem in the first set of songs. Do you know why? He felt it was, you look it up yourself, he felt it was too important of a song for people to miss it. And people never showed up on time. They were always late. So his attitude was, I'm going to play it first in the second set because I know you're going to have your fat butts in those chairs when I go to play that song. And he would turn around, look it up on YouTube, and he would tell everybody, you will rise, okay? You know, because he had an accent, you know. He would make them get up. He would make them stand for the national anthem or for God Bless Her or whatever patriotic song he was playing. I mean, these people must hate the 4th of July. Seriously. Right? I mean, matter of fact, I remember doing an article a few years back, I should go check it out, where people on the left were saying the 4th of July was a Republican holiday. So apparently Republicans were the only ones that cared about independence. Right? The left was more than happy to be under oppression, which is where they want you. Think about it. Anyway, he said we should abandon that. I don't know why he threw church services in there. These idiots would have to find something else to be upset about, he said. And those athletes who are concerned about issues of social justice could find alternative ways to bring those concerns to light. And he went on to elaborate that his description of God Bless America as a warmongering song. That was with an interview with Campus Reform. He said the well-known Irving Berlin's God Bless America versus Woody Guthrie's The Land Is Your Land. I mean, I don't even know where his mind is at with this. But ultimately, he said, playing the national anthem before a sporting event is simply a political statement. Well, it's not. Anyhow, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to find out why a CNN reporter says that country music fans are always Trump supporters and basically got what they deserved. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Another one of my favorites. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate that. But man, time went by so fast for me. Some of you may be going, oh, my God, is he still on? For me, it went by pretty fast tonight. So I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, we'll get to this other one in just a second. But I want you to understand that these guys are out there. And, you know, if you weren't with me in the last hour, we're the warriors. Not you Facebook warriors, and I appreciate what you do. Don't get me wrong. But where are the real warriors? Where are the people that are willing to take these on, which willing to pull 10, 15, 20 people together, go to the school board meeting, go to this campus, and say, we want this professor gone, or we want him to shut up. No, I'm not trying to squelch his free speech. But remember, you know, it's really funny. I'm on a school board. Some of you know that. I'm on one of the larger school boards in Southern California. You're still scratching your head trying to figure out how I got on there. But I'm told I've lost my right to freedom of speech because I'm an elected official, that I may have it, but I have to suffer the consequences. So all I'm saying, based on what they say to me, you should help this professor suffer the consequences. You should help that school board member in Illinois suffer the consequences. Although I got to say, if there's only one conservative school board member on that board, you know what the community's like. Now, I'm not saying negative about the community. I'm just saying you know. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you call in the very last segment, in the last 5 minutes. Don't do that to me. You got something to say. Say it earlier. Anyway, so the professor is at Ithaca College. The name of the professor is Stephen Mosher. And Stephen basically says that God Bless America is a war-mongering song, and it needs to go. How do you feel? All right, so let's get to the loons. I mean, you know, anytime you use the word CNN, it's like most of you sit back and go, oh, here it comes, right? Because you just can't believe the lunacy. Now, a CNN reporter said the country music fans are likely to be Trump supporters. Now, why he would point that out, I don't know. And shortly after Trump delivered the prepared remarks to provide, you know, just wanted people to understand what was going on. He wanted them to know that he knew what was going on, and they would be looking into it and working with this. Right now, it's the deadliest mass shooting in United States history. Producer Tammy made a point earlier today to say, you know, think of what that does now. That sets the bar. The guy that wants to go out in a blaze of glory is now has got to beat 59 dead, 560 injured. So stupid. CNN asked Zeleny, a senior White House correspondent, to analyze his speech. Zeleny said that he found the speech to be pitch perfect, but then asked people to keep in mind that many of the country music fans are Trump supporters. Something else I think to keep in mind is a lot of these country music supporters are likely Trump supporters. Zeleny said this is something, of course, hitting the tapestry of all Americans. And they're going to be a victim. They are going to be victims from across the country. I'll tell you what. Let's hear what he had to say. How's that? Oh, God bless America. You know that? From across the country. I hate when it does this. That's all right. Anyhow, but when you look at this, no, I guess that'll work. Here you go. Look, if I knew how to run the board,
pitch perfect tone there. And something else I think to keep in mind, a lot of these country music supporters were likely Trump supporters. And this is something that, of course, is hitting the tapestry of all Americans. And there are going to be victims from across the country here. So this is something that is a national tragedy, as the president said, and the flags he also ordered at half staff today in memory and thought of all of the victims in Las Vegas.
David Challen, we just have a few seconds left.
I don't know what that means. I mean, the way he came into that conversation and drove it to the, you know, country music fans are Trump supporters. Why even bring that up? What has that got to do with anything? Seriously. Is he trying to make a point? I don't know what that point would be. Maybe you guys could help me out. I mean, I'm totally missing this. Am I missing something here? I don't get it either. But like a country music fan, stupid? The low IQ? I mean, because they're likely to be Trump supporters. Because you know how CNN feels about Trump. You know how it feels openly about Trump supporters. Right? So, I again, I really don't want to, I'm really, like, biting my tongue to stay away from saying anything about this guy anymore. Because I don't want to give him any more time than I absolutely have to. And we don't know enough about him, the shooter. Let's see. I thought this was funny. I don't know how true this is. But hey, I think the title speaks for itself. Are you feeling the burn? I mean, some people are feeling the burn in D.C., because in a recent Center for Disease Control, CDC report, says that Washington, D.C., I don't know if this is something to be proud of or not. You guys will have to help me with this. They dominate in STDs per capita. Come on, let that sink in. Being the city of indulgence, right? I mean, think about it. Now, the CDC said in their... Sorry. That's two. See if I go for three. If you're watching, you know what's happening. Anyway, in a latest study on sexually transmitted diseases and provided yet another reason why Congress has a lower approval rating than that last paper cut you got, then you could have sworn... Nearly sliced the finger completely. Don't you? Aren't we a bunch of weenies? When you get that paper cut. You're enjoying this, are you?
Send it to me. I'll read it for you. And,
when you get, think about this. So you get this paper cut, right? And by the way, You already have it, I think. No, you don't. Yeah, you better read it. I can't stand it. Are you there?
I'm here.
You got it up?
I got it up.
Okay, go for it.
Where'd you leave off?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So we have the Centers for Disease Control just released their latest study on sexually transmitted diseases. While Joe is over there sneezing his brains out, he'll be back in a second. So the CDC provided another reason why Congress has a lower approval rating than the last paper cut you got that you could have sworn nearly sliced your finger completely off. So it goes on to show the charts, which illustrate that the miscreants who run our federal government, in between their extramarital affairs, of course, apparently helping Washington, D.C. to dominate the CDC's state-by-state rankings for STDs in 2016. With respect to chlamydia outbreaks, for example, Washington, D.C.'s reported cases exceeded the national average by 118%, and the next closest state of Alaska by 40%. Well, I'm afraid to ask what they're saying about this report here. Washington, D.C.'s reported cases exceeded the national average by 118%.
What do you think they're saying?
I don't know. This is not good.
Apparently, sexual promiscuity runs rampant in D.C., and nobody seems to care.
I'm wondering what the second profession is behind politics in that city, because I'm betting it's not legal.
No one is saying it. They're giving out everything, right? I mean, it doesn't... It doesn't matter what you have, right? They're willing to share everything in D.C.
Oh, wait, but there's more. It's not just chlamydia. Our political elites dominated across the board in 2016 when it came to reported cases of STDs with the outbreak of gonorrhea in our nation's capital, reaching a staggering 230% above the national average.
Oh, God.
Is this thing real? I'm checking the break.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Masuda, your host, while she checks that out. But... you have to admit the title alone would make you believe it. We'll be back in a minute.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Play this song today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, look it. I know I haven't said it tonight. Well, I think I said it at the beginning. And I don't want to make a light of it. I don't want you guys to think I'm making fun of it because I'm not. But our, you know, unlike Elizabeth Warren, my heart and my prayers go out to those people. Okay? And I do appreciate the first responders, the people that were all over it. I appreciate the fear that must have gone through. You know, it was funny. Tam and I were talking about these gunshots. Somebody sent me a video during the break, and I guess they were in a taxi line waiting for the cab when all this started. And I'm sitting here thinking, I can't imagine what those gunshots were like. And I don't want any sympathy from anybody. All of a sudden, it came back up in my head, and I know my mother listens to the show from time to time, so I'm not picking on her. But I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in downtown Boston, okay? In the north end of Boston, when the mafia had a lot of influence. And gunshots, I mean, we weren't in the country, people. Gunshots were not uncommon to be heard in the city. And the cops didn't come, you know, running afterward. And I remember not actually seeing it happen, but turning around to see the guy leaving after it happened. But I watched my baseball coach, for all intents and purposes, get shot in the middle of the street out in front of one of my favorite bakeries. Apparently, he owed too much money for too long of a period. But story for another day. But I remember almost at some point getting desensitized to it. You didn't go jumping and spinning around and go, oh, my God, because you knew what it was. And as long as you didn't have any holes in you, you knew it wasn't for you. And in my day, it wasn't like the thugs in Los Angeles and Chicago and other places. They didn't just go shooting up the street and hope they hit the target. No, these guys were measured. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were aiming at. They knew what they were trying to do. But really, is, you know, for me, it's that simple. So anyhow, so I don't, not making light of this at all. But when I say I can't imagine, actually, no, I can imagine. I've heard those shots in the city, in an area I thought I was safe in, and it wasn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, I wanted to get to the Puerto Rican stuff, but I didn't. But anyway, so if you want less of a chance of catching any kind of disease, because I don't even know if I'd go to D.C. and hang out. Now, actually, I do, but I'm not in D.C. When I go back to CPAC, it's outside of D.C. It's in Virginia. And I would just stay away from there. Very scary. When you think of all those sexually transmitted diseases, like, woo. But in all of this, the left shows again how love trumps hate. Some of you heard about CBS firing a vice president and said that the Vegas victims deserved no sympathy because country music fans are often Republicans. So again, it's my mantra, remember? All Republicans bad, only Dems are good. Everything they think, everything that comes between their ears is real and right and moral. This is what causes the violence. Not us. Not us taking a stand on the anthem. Not us taking a stand on God and country. Not us taking a stand on reality and true equality. No. What causes the violence is the left socialist progressive Democrat who believes that if you don't believe like they do, you are worthless. There's nothing redeeming about you at that point in time. That's the left who thinks that way. We don't promote that. We don't think that. And if you do, you're not one of ours. CBS has parted ways with one of the company's top lawyers after she said she was not even sympathetic to victims of the Las Vegas shooting because country music fans are often Republican. When discussing the mass shooting that unfolded in Las Vegas, I mean, why would she even do this? Knowing her position, why would she do this? But I say they're like a bunch of teenage kids that can't control themselves anymore. This hate for us has always been there on the left. Always been there on the left. Trump's election has short-circuited everything between their ears. It has pushed it to the top, and you are seeing their real colors, how they really feel towards you. They don't care if you die. They don't care if you get hurt. For one reason only, because you're a Republican. That's it. And if you happen to love God, if you happen to have a moral compass and moral values, you are really done at that point. Haley Gerfengold, the network's now former vice president and senior counsel, said earlier today, I posted an indefensible post and a Facebook discussion thread concerning the tragic Las Vegas shooting, a statement I sincerely regret. I'm deeply sorry for diminishing the significance of every life affected by Stephen Paddock's terrorism last night and for the pain my words have inflicted on loved ones of the victims. You know what? I don't believe the apology's real. I'm sorry, I don't. Because if she really was sorry for what she did, after sending the tweet out, she would have pulled it and then she would have tweeted an apology. My shameful comments do not reflect the beliefs of my former employer, colleagues, family, and friends. Nor do they reflect my actual beliefs. Then why would you say them? Are you a liar? Did you temporarily have a short circuit between the ears? Why would you say something that you don't believe? I'm trying to understand. Family and friend, now, when she says they don't reflect my beliefs, I don't even know how to respond to that. This senseless violence warrants the deepest sympathy. I understand and accept all consequences that my words have incurred. CBS spokesman told the local news source that Geffman Gold, who was with us for approximately 1 year, violated the standards of our company and is no longer an employee of CBS. Her views are expressed. No, she'll be an employee of a CBS offshoot, guaranteed. Her views as expressed on social media are deeply unacceptable to all of us at CBS. Our hearts go out to the victims in Las Vegas and their families. Geffman Gold took to Facebook after the gunman opened fire on the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas, killing at least 59 people, sent a bunch more to the hospital. She went on to say, if they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that repubs, she calls them repugs, will ever do the right thing. So it didn't stop with the one nasty comment. Now somebody grabbed it, captured it. Now here's the the sad part is how many friends and followers she has. I hope these people back out. Really, I do. Geffman Gold continued in her Facebook rant, I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. Okay, that makes them bad. Anybody who totes a gun is bad. And if they're Republican, they're double bad. Right? When she talked about the kid killing, she's referring to Sandy Hook, which occurred in Newtown back in 2012. The 20-year-old gunman Adam Alanza killed 20 children, 6 adults during the tragic event that sparked intense political debates. Her attorney, Kerry A. Goldberg, responded, in the last few hours, my client, her family, and friends have been bombarded by online death, unimaginable in quality and detail. I can't imagine. Really? Why didn't you think about what she wrote? Now, let's be clear. I'm not saying that any of you should write her a nasty gram wishing her death. That's not right. Don't become them. Don't respond and become them. Be above it all. Let them show their true colors. You don't need to go there. But what I think is funny is her attorney saying this is unacceptable after it's exactly what her client did. Her client must feel it's acceptable because she did it. We beg people to show her love and support. No. Just blow it off. But I wouldn't show her any support or love or anything else. Geffman Gold did not work directly with the network's news division, according to her link. Geffman Gold worked at CBS since September 2016, graduated from the... This explains all of it. She graduated from Columbia University. Columbia University Law School. Isn't it great? You know, somebody's suggesting that they should post her her address and phone number and that kind of stuff. I wouldn't do that. Don't do that. It's not the right thing to do. You don't repay evil for evil, my Christian friends. If you're not a Christian, you're still... There's no reason to do this. You win nothing. You get nothing. Last story of the evening, which I was going to... This guy, Louis Gutierrez, a Democrat, out of Illinois, nasty, mean, vile human being. It's now said that they have proof that he told the Puerto Rican... What's her name? The Puerto Rican mayor... to say those nasty things about Trump, to push the narrative. Like I said, they have to lie to win. Hey, I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Thanks for being with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. And pray for those people affected by what took place.